Happy holidays and happy new year, everybody. We're taking a look back at the best of 2023 from the Hidden Killers podcast. And today, a look back at the best of Murder in the Morning. Some of our most compelling stories of 23. Enjoy.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Well, the Huerman family really has a lot of things going on for them right now. Of course, I'm talking about the suspected Long Island serial killer, Gilgo Beach murderer Rex Huerman, and his wife, Asa L. Rip. Right now, we know that there's a documentary allegedly being filmed with Peacock. Supposedly, she got about $1 million for it. Maybe she needs some money. I don't know. They still owe a lot of money to the IRS for tax evasion. So that's another problem that they may be facing. Before you're like, oh, poor. I think there's a lot of poor decision making that went on with this family. All the way around. But now, even better news, just in case you were concerned about Rex in court and how he's doing and, you know, getting, you know, attention from someone. He's getting it. The happy face killer, Keith Jesperson, has now entered the equation of the Rex Huerman story. He's decided, you know what, I better write some letters to good old Rex, which he
has. You know,
what
does it say about a serial killer who sits back and goes, you know, I've been watching the news and I think I have some information that I could help this other gentleman with?
Narcissism and a desire for attention. This is not like a selfless, I really want to help this guy out. You know, I did some pretty horrible shit. I feel bad about it. Let me try and help this guy, you know, just, you know, hopefully he kind of comes up and admits to what he did, but I'm just doing this out of my own goodwill. No, I don't think that is the case here, because it's been published. It's been publicized now. This is someone who wants more attention. That's what they do. The serial killers are searching for. The happy face killer is serving multiple life sentences for the murders of 8 women and has been reportedly corresponding with Rex. We will read the letter in its entirety in just a moment, by the way. We have it right here. A man accused of being the Gilgo Beach killer. Of course, that's Rex Huerman. The two men are currently incarcerated. And Jesperson has been offering Huerman advice on how to handle his case, according to the Daily Mail. I'm going to read the summary here, then we'll go to the actual letter, which was obtained. Some correspondence. Jesperson has been urging Huerman to confess to the murders of the 3 sex workers. Jesperson believes this would be the best course of action for Huerman, as it would allow him to avoid a trial and the media attention that would come with it. Keith also says a convicted serial killer who is serving multiple life sentences in prison has been corresponding with Rex. The letter to Huerman, Jesperson wrote, this message I'm sending him is to own it. He also said that Huerman should confess to avoid the spectacle of a trial and to get to prison quickly, where conditions would be better than just the jail. Huerman thanked Jesperson for his advice.
Basically admit to doing the crimes is what he's saying.
He's
just saying, admit it, dude.
If you did it, just admit it. Yeah. And Huerman thanked Jesperson for his advice and is said to be considering it, saying, I do understand what you have said and taking it to heart, Huerman wrote back. Jesperson has also been offering him insight into prison life, talking about food and how it's better in prison than jail. And just a whole slew of things. Let's just go right to the letter and read through it. This is the letter. We don't have the letter that was written to Rex from Jesperson. What we have here is Rex's response to Jesperson. So this will tell us like an insight. We haven't heard a whole lot from Rex Huerman in terms of speaking, other than that one weird architectural interview that he gave. So here's the words of Rex Huerman to the happy face killer. Keith, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for your letters and advice. They have been a help and comfort to me. I do understand what you have said and taken it to heart. Being only a month and a half into this, as you know, I have had a lot to think about. Right now I have to get a few things in order, which the lawyers are working on. His handwriting is really bad, by the way, so I'm doing my best to read this. You were right about the letters. I have gotten a number of them asking for interviews to be friends, pen pals, and a guy who sent me 3 letters asking me to write back and to add his... I don't know what the hell that says.
I'm trying to... I've gotten...
To add to his collection of letters, I think it says.
I think so.
You are
yes, collection of letters.
You are the only person who has written back to and plan to write back to, or the only person I've written back to and the only person I plan to write back to. So the person he wants to write back to is another serial killer. That doesn't show any sort of guilt or anything there. I think you might be reaching out to the people who think you're innocent, not to like the other serial killer who's like, look, dude, just fucking admit it.
God, that just screams of something. It screams of guilt. It's like, who do you relate to? Oh, another serial killer.
Yeah, well, that's what he's
waiting
relating
for him to.
To
write his book.
I think he's kind of making his peace with it. I think he knows the jig is up. Says, I know I've gotten into it's in great detail.
Great detail.
And I am not sure in my mind is not being needed.
Oh, it read. Is. I'm not sure. My mind if is, my mail is not be, being read.
If my mail is not being read. I did have one officer mail in comments to me that he knows you are writing to me. So he knew that letters are being written to him is what that is saying. Then we go on to the second page. Try to read this. So it sounds like USP is not such a bad place to be. Do you have butter for your bread? How is the day-to-day food? I will admit the food at SCCP is not much to look forward to each day. Also, yard is just walking in circles outside. I do understand what you have told me. Also, that timing is important with this process. I am working out the timing. Next court date is 9/27. As I understand, it's that it is not a conference court date, so I do not expect much to happen. I have not even seen the discovery yet at this point. I'm sorry it took so long to write back to you. I know I should have done it sooner. The main thing I wanted to say was thank you. Thank you and yours for the letters and what has been done for me. Thank you, Rex.
Wow.
A lot of thank yous to a serial killer from a alleged serial killer. The daughter, by the way, I'm not saying anything bad about this. I am saying I think we need to know more before one would want to be participating in this. But the daughter of Happy Face is the one who set up the GoFundMes for Asa Elrup earlier
on. Oh, that's right.
And I get it. She's coming from a perspective of, look, we found out my dad was this horrible human being. So she has a lot of empathy for others who are in that sort of situation, without a doubt. I cannot imagine what that's like. And I can imagine if you find out other people are in those situations, you'd almost instantly want to help them. All I can say with what we know about Asa Elrup, though, is that I think we need more info before we're ready to just dole out the checkbooks here and be like, oh, yes, let's just pony up. Oh, by the way, you had almost $500,000 in tax evasion charges
owed
to the IRS, and you need money. And it's estimated you already are worth about $7 million when it all comes down to this.
And that part's very upsetting. They've got homes in other cities. They've traveled a lot. So
there's assets.
Where's this lifestyle coming from?
There's assets there that can be gone through. I don't view this family as,
they're broke. Not destitute.
They're not destitute. They're not broke. They may make one. She may want you to think that. I mean, and optics wise, yeah, she looks like she's living in a rundown shack. She kind of is.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that property, everything else in that neighborhood is worth about $1 million. Somebody could get that house and you can make a pretty penny on it, just the land itself. And the other assets, the other properties, things of that nature, they have some money to go through, I think, before they need to go to the GoFundMe destitute road. I'm not someone who is against helping people in need or people who are victims. I'm very pro that when it's right. All I'm saying is be very cautious on this one. I don't feel personally that we know enough, in my opinion, to want to reach out a helping hand at this moment. That's my own personal opinion. Everyone can do what the hell they want. But I don't know. I just feel like there's too much here to go through before immediately being swindled in for money. I mean, they were asking for money like a week into this. They now got $1 million from Peacock on the back of all this. I'm not like, oh, poor you. And is Asa a victim in this to a certain extent? I think so. And probably. But is there more? Does she? I don't know. We lay in the beds that we make at some point in life. So I'm curious. Well,
and we do need some answers. We need to know what she knew and what she didn't know. And, you know, I'd like to see a little more compassion for the victims at this point. It seems to all be about his family.
You mean like some at all? Because we've seen none. We've seen zero. We've seen her wanting to go and sue the cops. We've seen her lashing out at anybody talking to her. But then trying to take money anyway that is possibly can be taken, wanting all these guns back, just ridiculousness, utter fucking ridiculousness for someone in this state. So I don't know. I just think the whole thing smells, and there's something very wrong here. And considering the fact that your husband's now pen pals with another fucking serial killer, and you're still going to court saying that, you know, I want to give him his chance. I'm sorry. You're not getting anything from my checkbook. Maybe a $5 to McDonald's, but that's about it.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now